Hello, hello, welcome to another Poetry Boo from here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm just back from the United Kingdom where I did only one Rascal Boo this time. And a wee link to this Poetry Boo is that I did it from Trinity College Gardens and from the Gerard Manley Hopkins Bench, which is a wee bench in this beautiful English garden in the grounds of Trinity. And it's inscribed with the final words from today's poem, Inversnaid, by Gerard Manley Hopkins. And I'll do the final line when I get to the end of the poem. Inversnaid's a fantastic poem. It's one of the first poems I studied at high school, I remember, Mr. Campbell, introducing us to Gerard Manley Hopkins, The Wreck of the Deutschland, and then a bit later on, Inversnaid, with its peculiarly Scottish theme. You can read up about this poem quite a lot online, actually. Some very good stuff out there on Google. One interesting bit that grabbed me was Norman White's literary biography, where he talks about the possible reason for Hopkins to go to the Highlands being that he was referencing Wordsworth's poem to a Highland girl at Inversnaid upon Loch Lomond. Anyway, he seems to have gone there in 1879 and written some notes in his notebook, and they were worked up in September of 1881, I think it was, into a poem called Inversnaid. Hopkins writes about his visit to the Highlands, "The day was dark and partly hid the lake. Yet it did not altogether disfigure it, but gave a pensive or solemn beauty which left a deep impression on me." And you can hear that in this wonderful poem, Inversnaid. "This darksome burn, horseback brown, his roll rock high road roaring down, in coop and in comb, the fleece of his foam flutes and low to the lake falls home. A windpuff bonnet of fawn froth turns and twindles over the broth of a pool so pitch black, fell frowning, it rounds and rounds, despair to drowning. Degged with dew, dappled with dew, are the groins of the braes that the brook treads through, wiry heath packs, flitches of fern, and the bead bonny ash that sits over the burn. What would the world be, once bereft of wet and of wildness? Let them be left, oh let them be left, wildness and wet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet."